a possible treatment for autism?
Not really. What we have is a study that was published, or going to be published, in the journal Science from the University of Basel and Roche, which is a company that a pharmaceutical company. What they were doing is trying to find out some of the mechanisms that lead to the development of autism spectrum disorders. What is it that's going on in the brain? What changes are happening? Are there genetic components to it that contribute to how the brain becomes miswired, or the wiring just doesn't work properly? And so they used a mouse model that represented very similar characteristics to what's seen in children, where you have aggressive and antisocial behavior and damages to intellectual development very early on in childhood. And they found that there was a specific gene that, if they activated it, they had a possibility of reversing the brain damage. That is, they saw changes in the wiring of the brain, or how the nerves connect to each other. And this seemed to be related to a particular receptor that the brain has that produces too much of this particular receptor when this gene is not working. So when they turn this gene on, those receptors disappeared, or at least a number of them disappeared. And the mice behavior and the disorder that was seen tended to reverse itself. The issue, though, Steve, is that you can't do this in humans. There's no way to turn this gene on and off. So you can't do this in people, but we do have this particular receptor. So what they're thinking, and this still has to go to clinical trials and phase one trials, it's not even at that stage yet, but what they're trying to say is that if we can target this receptor or learn more about how this incorporates into how the brain is functioning, we might be able to reverse some of that process. So that's where they're sort of at. This study is more to develop an understanding of how and why certain autism spectrum disorders develop, as opposed to treating them per se.
This receptor that you're describing, what is it made up of? Is it some sort of a protein? What's the receptor?
Well, that's exactly it. The receptor is receptors. The function of receptors is that they act like a part of a lock and key mechanism. So if you call the receptor the lock, and your key is a chemical compound that the brain makes, and that's how the brain works, is that there are chemical compounds that will bind to, sort of fit directly into this receptor. And by turning the key and unlocking the receptor, you then open the door to something happening. And so in this case, this particular receptor, because there's so many of them, it opens the door to reducing the wiring or damaging the wiring in the brain.
Right.
So by blocking that key, preventing the keys from going into this receptor, you reduce the function of that. And so you end up having less of that miswiring going on. So we have all kinds of receptors. Of this being one of them, we have thousands and thousands of different receptors. So you can see that it gets very complex. You may be able to turn this one off, but what happens to other ones? So it's just a means of trying to figure out exactly how all this stuff fits together. And so it's the beginning of it, but at least it's starting to be able to figure out why we're getting this, as opposed to getting, you know, sort of these pseudoscience theories of, well, vaccines will give you autism. Now we're actually seeing that there are specific changes in the brain that we can focus upon.
Okay, thank you.